Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is our health show created to bring you information and discussion of all kinds of health issues in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do, let's talk about what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health and vitality in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, of course, as well as chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem, to help you understand what's happening, as well as to offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, the nutrition series, carpal tunnel, etc., etc., by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the on-demand section, and scroll all the way down to select Your Health, and then you can choose the individual show by topic, which is a fantastic convenience. You can listen when you have the time. Today, we're going to talk about the thyroid gland and some common problems associated with this potent and critical gland and its physiology. So first, let's get an introduction to what and where this thyroid gland is and something about how it works. The thyroid gland is a roughly 2-inch long, butterfly-shaped, soft, ductless gland that spans the front of the neck below your Adam's apple across your windpipe, your trachea, with one wing, or more correctly, one lobe, on each side of the center of your neck. The two lobes are connected by the thyroid's so-called isthmus that bridges the two lobes. Rarely, some people do not even have an isthmus and the two lobes remain separate. The thyroid functions as our metabolism regulator by making and secreting thyroid hormones, which, in general, stimulate cellular metabolism and influence most aspects of our physiology, including breathing, heart rate, central and peripheral nervous system function, body weight, muscle strength, menstrual cycles, regulation of body temperature, and even blood cholesterol levels. The thyroid is one of the glands that make up our endocrine system. The system, made up of various glands that produce, store, and release hormones into the bloodstream so the hormones can reach the body's cells and stimulate or inhibit various processes of our physiology. The thyroid gland requires dietary iodine to make its two main hormones, and they're called triiodothyronine, T3 for short, and thyroxine, T4 for short. Thyroid hormone secreted from the gland is about 80 to 90% T4 and about 10 to 20% T3. It's important that the T3 and T4 levels are neither too high nor too low. Two glands in the brain, the hypothalamus and the pituitary, maintain T3 and T4 balance via hormonal regulation. The hypothalamus produces thyrotropin-releasing hormone, otherwise known as TRH. That signals the pituitary gland to tell the thyroid gland to make more or less of T3 and T4. And it does that by either increasing or decreasing the release of its own hormone called thyroid-stimulating hormone, otherwise known as TSH. So that when T3 and T4 levels are low in the blood, the pituitary gland releases more thyroid-stimulating hormone to tell that thyroid gland to get its act together and make more thyroid hormones. If T3 and T4 levels are high, the pituitary gland releases less TSH to the thyroid gland to slow productions of these hormones. T3 and T4 travel in your bloodstream to reach almost every cell in the body. The hormones regulate the speed with which the cells work. For example, T3 and T4 regulate your heart rate and how fast your intestines process food. So if T3 and T4 levels are low, your heart rate may be slower than normal, and you may have constipation or even weight gain. If T3 and T4 levels are high, you may have a rapid heart rate and diarrhea and/or weight loss. You can see that this is a complex and finely regulated system. And if we chronically have too much or too little thyroid hormone, we can get into trouble. If we are hyperthyroid, meaning we have an overactive thyroid and are making too much thyroid hormone, we can have symptoms like anxiety, diarrhea, irritability or moodiness, nervousness, hyperactivity, sweating or sensitivity to high temperatures, trembling hands or shaking, hair loss, missed or light menstrual periods. On the other hand, if we are hypothyroid, meaning we have an underactive thyroid making too little thyroid hormone, we can have symptoms like constipation, trouble sleeping, tiredness and fatigue, difficulty concentrating, dry skin and hair, depression, sensitivity to cold temperature, frequent heavy periods, and joint and muscle pain. Hyperthyroid and/or hypothyroid conditions can be caused by any number of disorders and diseases, as well as by environmental, chemical, or drug toxicities. Let's take a look at some of the more common problems that can cause hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, or in some cases, alternate back and forth between the two. Hyperthyroidism, or overactive thyroid, is usually caused by Graves' disease, an autoimmune disease caused by production of abnormal antibodies that mimic the function of thyroid-stimulating hormone, that TSH from the pituitary, and lead to overproduction of thyroid hormone and thus overstimulation of metabolism. Graves' disease symptoms include all of those for hyperthyroidism, as well as symptoms unique to Graves' disease that include eye and rarely skin symptoms. Eye symptoms can include irritation, redness, and something called exophthalmos, meaning your eyeballs bulge with retraction of the eyelids. Eye symptoms in Graves' disease patients are usually worse in smokers. Skin symptoms can include pre-tibial myxedema, which means a lumpy, reddish thickening of the skin in front of the shins that may or may not also be painful. Hyperthyroidism can also be caused by a condition called toxic nodular or multinodular goiter, which means that you have one or more nodules or lumps in the thyroid gland that may gradually grow and increase their activity so that the total amount of thyroid hormones released is higher than normal. Also, people may temporarily have symptoms of hyperthyroidism if they have a condition called thyroiditis, meaning inflammation of the thyroid. This is usually temporary. This condition is caused by a confusion within the immune system or a viral infection that causes the gland to release stored thyroid hormone. Hyperthyroid symptoms can be caused by the drugs also like lithium or amiodarone, by increased iodine intake, and of course, it can also be caused by taking too much thyroid hormone supplement in pill form. Hypothyroidism, underactive thyroid, has many possible causes. Most commonly, a disease called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, also known as chronic lymphocytic thyroiditis, is the most common cause of hypothyroidism in the United States. It is an autoimmune disorder in which antibodies directed against the thyroid gland lead to chronic inflammation. Over time, however, this results in an impaired ability of the thyroid gland to produce thyroid hormones, leading to a gradual decline in function and an underactive thyroid. We don't know why some people make these antibodies, although this problem can run in families. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is most common in middle-aged women, but it can be seen at any age, and it can also affect men and children. Hypothyroidism can also be caused by a congenital condition, post-viral, or postpartum thyroiditis. It can additionally be caused by drugs and medical practices that inhibit or damage the thyroid itself, or that damage the pituitary gland so that the thyroid-stimulating hormone release is impaired and the thyroid is not stimulated to produce thyroid hormones as it normally is by the pituitary gland. For example, surgical removal of part or all of the thyroid gland, radiation treatment, or medicines such as amiodarone, lithium, interferon alpha, and interleukin 2 can prevent the thyroid gland from being able to make hormone normally and can lead to hypothyroidism. Notice that the drugs amiodarone and lithium can lead to either hyper or hypothyroidism. Too much or too little iodine can also cause hypothyroidism. The thyroid gland must have iodine to make thyroid hormone. Iodine comes into the body in food and travels through the blood to the thyroid gland. Keeping thyroid hormone production in balance requires the right amount of iodine. Taking in too much iodine can cause or worsen hypothyroidism as it inhibits thyroid hormone production. Too little iodine makes it impossible for the thyroid gland to make enough thyroid hormone. Keeping the right iodine balance is something of a very fine physiological line. Which brings me to the final thyroid problem for consideration today, the infamous goiter. A goiter is a swollen thyroid gland that protrudes out from the neck. They can be very small or quite large. The most common cause of goiter is iodine deficiency. What happens is that the pituitary gland recognizes a deficiency of thyroid hormone and so keeps releasing thyroid-stimulating hormone at abnormally high and constant levels, which then stimulates growth of the thyroid gland tissue itself. Even though the gland can't make enough thyroid hormone because the required iodine is missing. So, the pituitary keeps sending out thyroid-stimulating hormone, and the thyroid tissue keeps proliferating, and the body keeps being short of iodine, and so it can't make enough thyroid hormone, so we get this swollen goiter. The thyroid, however, may also be swollen and produce a goiter due to any other number of causes, including autoimmune issues, Hashimoto's, or Graves' diseases, or thyroid tissue proliferation due to malignancies, benign nodules, and a goiter can uncommonly also be present with no associated thyroid dysfunction at all, although this is very unusual. One more thing on the iodine topic. Our need for iodine for our thyroid hormone production is a complex and sensitive physiology that requires precise balance. Iodine is found in the soil and in some foods. Generally, we get enough iodine from a healthy, diverse diet that includes seafood and/or seaweeds. But for those of us who are inland dwellers, it pays to ensure that we do. Let's talk a little now on the unique issues that women face with thyroid function. There is a complex relationship between pregnancy and postpartum physiology with thyroid function. During pregnancy, thyroid function becomes even more complicated because thyroid hormone is more readily stored and kept at higher blood levels than usual during the pregnancy itself. Thus, standard thyroid blood work can give a skewed picture of thyroid function. Yet it's especially important to ensure that thyroid function is normal because thyroid dysfunction in the mother can have profound effects on the development of the child. Regular checkups and appropriate blood work during pregnancy will monitor thyroid function to ensure that all is well. After pregnancy, during the postpartum period, when thyroid physiology gradually adjusts and returns to its usual state, some moms may be prone to thyroiditis and accompanying thyroid dysfunction. Any new symptoms should be evaluated by a physician right away. Thyroid function can also become disrupted during perimenopause as other hormone levels change. Women who experience any thyroid issue symptoms should have their thyroid function checked right away. Remember that thyroid hormone has a profound and comprehensive effect on the heart, lungs, gastrointestinal system, brain, and metabolism in general. So keeping our thyroid healthy is important, just as we hope to do for all of ourselves. So how do we do that, and what do we do if we feel we may have a thyroid problem? Well, let's start by saying that any thyroid symptoms should be evaluated by a physician so that the cause can be determined and an appropriate treatment plan can be developed. There are simple blood tests that evaluate levels of thyroid and pituitary hormones. Urine tests can be done to evaluate iodine levels. Uncomplicated hypothyroidism, in other words, underactive thyroid, that can be treated with supplemental thyroid hormone is often managed by your primary care physician, who will test your thyroid and related hormone levels regularly to monitor function in relation to the dose of hormone supplementation. Most other thyroid issues should also be evaluated and treated by an endocrinologist, in other words, a physician that specializes in our endocrine system, who is therefore an expert on the physiology of all of our glands. For chronic low thyroid function, generally thyroid hormone supplementation is given. There are two basic classes of supplemental thyroid hormone, synthetic and animal-derived. The synthetic hormone, levothyroxine, is chemically nearly identical to human hormone, but can lead to elevated liver function test values over time. The animal-derived hormone is generally extracted from pigs and is physiologically close to human thyroid hormone, but can be more expensive than the synthetic version. For Graves' disease or other prolonged hyperthyroid conditions, the treatment may involve permanent disabling of the thyroid gland, either through surgery or by killing the thyroid tissues with radioactive iodine, followed by the use of lifelong supplementation with thyroid hormone at an appropriate level. Minimizing exposure to dietary and environmental toxins like pesticides, pollutants, cleaning, and other chemicals is always important to avoid endocrine disorders such as thyroid dysfunction. And finally, osteopathic treatment can be very useful to help with thyroid problems. to gently and gradually relieve physical restrictions to the glands and associated soft tissues, including nerves and circulation, to restore optimal range of motion in all the nearby joints and associated tissues, relieve muscle strain and spasm around the thyroid, and alleviate pain and inflammation. Remember that that thyroid gland is a physical entity made up of soft tissue in a vulnerable area of the body that depends on optimal blood supply, lymphatic function, and the freedom to move with all the tissues of the neck and surrounding skin as we go about our lives. An expert osteopathic physician can be especially helpful for thyroid and endocrine issues. An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently and in precise detail with the intricate and extraordinary structures of all of your organs, working with the soft tissues, bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, fascias, to relieve inflammation and pain, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your glands and all the associated tissues to best possible structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the problem, but also helping to prevent it. So to review, thyroid problems can come on at any stage of life. As with all endocrine issues, thyroid problems require specialized evaluation and care by physicians, including endocrinologists, to determine appropriate treatments. Osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can help to relieve the symptoms of thyroid problems and make a real difference in helping to optimize structure and function in all the glands and associated soft tissues, and therefore in alleviating discomfort and dysfunction with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that was a lot of information, and that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m., and with evening hours on Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sundays at 5:30. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.